Hey everybody, how you doing, freaky fuck up bastard? Welcome to the New Hudson Civic Center. Are you ready to cause riots and do some get chaos and whatnot and have sex with farm animals? Chuck told me to say that. So this isn't where we're supposed to be. I don't know if anyone noticed. I didn't. Okay, y'all, let's get going. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Easy now. There's plenty of food for everybody. No, there isn't. There's only a limited supply, did you know that? We got lots of food.
We've got rice and water hidden in the back.
And cocktail weenies.
And Twinkies.
Thank you. I'm wearing pants today. Bob said I look like his dad, but I'm wearing pants tonight. What was the other thing I was supposed to say? Oh yeah, look at me, I'm a dork, or something like that. Come on y'all, look at me, I'm a dork. And I'm wearing pants tonight. Never mind. Don't tell your friends though.
Yeah.
song is a ghost story. That's as true as far as I'm concerned.
I heard somebody mentioned another story from... We lived in this house in Albany where Rob was talking about. The ghost also lived with us. But one other thing that also happened there was one time Al lit off some bottle rockets in the house. And they, one of them kind of flew and got lodged into a coat and kept burning. It's like, it stopped and it was still like, propellant is still whipping out of the back, so it just burned this hole in this jet.
Yeah, as it turns out, it was one of those 5-stage bottle rockets.
Afterburner. Yes, yes, and also one of those $500 coats. Everything comes together to make a pretty funny story.
Begs the question, what the hell are you thinking, boy?
The landlord moved into our garage when we were gone because he divorced his wife and used to come in and hang out naked in our house.
His wife kicked him out because he was a dog.
He's a dog.
He's a dog. He was a dog, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thanks. Man, this was like the show for like the true Mo fans and stuff. But then I thought it out a little bit more, and it just seemed like this is more like the show for people who don't have fucking jobs. Yeah. Or who are so rich it doesn't matter.
Or people who have been working at their jobs long enough that they can actually get the time off.
You mean on the spot? Where we can't
even or are planning on taking it off. But people who work at jobs that are cool enough to give them off that whole block of time between Christmas and New Year's. People who still haven't quite formulated in their minds exactly what the concept of a job is.
Or people who came here with their parents.
People who still live there, parents.
You came from the basement.
Did anybody see our ad in the Village Voice? I don't think Jesse saw it yet. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. Apparently, you're really big in a paper and a diaper.
I'm really sorry, man. I didn't know about that.
Jesse is the Antichrist. He's at our show. Imagine that.
Okay, you guys can play.
That our friends Conehead Buddha are going to be opening the show. So make sure you come here in time to see them and hear them. And then on the following night, the Ominous Sea Pod is going to be opening the show. Thank you.
Hey, I was just gonna mention, in April we got a live album that's coming out. It's a double CD. We recorded some tracks. There's some stuff you've heard before on older albums and some stuff that's never been recorded, so it should be pretty cool. It should be. We'll see what happens.
It's all stuff that we recorded.
I haven't heard it yet. I heard it was good.
The Fall 99 Quest for Ray tour.
Someone say our worst tour ever.
Others would say our most recent.
Just playing wise.
Right here.
Why not make it be Jersey? That would be a really good state motto.
Jersey!
If you can't say that again, Steve. If you can't say something nice, just say Jersey.
Jersey. Delaware!
Jersey.
Thank you.
something kind of funny that cracked me up while we're playing that scene. There's a line in the song where I say something, I say one eye, well, sometimes it says that I say one eye peers through my cloudy glass, and I accidentally say cloudy gas. I thought that was kind of funny. In a sort of 12-year-old kind of way.
Happy hour weekly. Weekly? Totally. Happy hour weekly.
What?
Tell them the follow-up joke. What she must have been drinking.
What? Tambourine!
Yeah. treat. My belly button on a rope. Ping pong pool, you are a foosball table.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. jam bands will know when to stop playing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good night.